What's up? We thank Kirk Cousins, quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, joining us at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. Segment two features a couple of our favorite Vikings here in the radio studio at TCO. We have Minnesota Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph and wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Good morning, gentlemen. How are things?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Mr. Diggs, things good with you?
Awesome. Awesome.
Has life changed in any way post-miracle?
No. I would say I got a couple followers. You know, my mom passed me on the back here and there, but nothing.
Yeah. Into the off-season workouts now, into the 2018. I don't know. Kyle Rudolph catches touchdowns. Stephon Diggs catches touchdowns. Who has more receiving touchdowns and why in 2018, Rudolph or Diggs? Kyle, you first.
I'm saying, well, we tied last year, so
yeah,
I'm
you're
okay
gonna say
with
Diggs
that.
And Diggs is gonna say Rudolph.
We tied last year, so we'll just continue that next year and,
yeah,
and hopefully it's just with like four more apiece.
Exactly.
Right? That's what you think.
That's
too?
That's the goal.
Yeah, I think you had 8 touchdowns last year, right?
Yeah.
15 in your career. What are the chances with Kirk Cousins at quarterback? You have 15 in one season, Stephon Diggs.
I mean, all the chances increase, but it all starts on where we're at right now, you know, just to small things that we're doing right now as far as, like, being around each other and, like, getting to know one another, not only in just football, but, you know, as people, because, you know, it's going to take us further as far as, like, having an understanding on, like, you know, how people are. So I hope so. But, you know, with a guy like that, you know, it changes our whole team. It changes the aura of our team and the impact that he has as far as, like, his personality. He's a fiery guy.
You've had 3 coordinators since you've been here, Norv Turner, Pat Shurmur, John DeFilippo. Kyle, for you, 4, right? Back to Musgrave?
Correct.
So what is that like? Like at off-season workouts when you're learning something new yet again?
Well, I think, you know, I was talking a little bit yesterday, the fact that, you know, when Norv came and that first off-season that we had to learn a new system, we had a mini camp 2 weeks into our off-season workouts. And, you know, this time around, installing a completely new system and new verbiage, you know, we don't have a mini camp. We don't have to be out on the practice field in 2 weeks. So we have 2 weeks of workouts, 3 weeks of coaches school, and then, you know, so it'll be 5 weeks before we go out and have an OTA practice against our defense. So
yeah.
I think that gives an opportunity to really learn this offense conceptually and, you know, kind of get a good feel for it before we go out there on the practice field in late in the summer.
What about you, Stephon?
I would say it's huge, especially the guys that I've had before, not necessarily because it's similar, but more so because it's something new and you having to use your, I would say, like, study skills and leaning on your guys and asking guys, like, how do you learn this or how do you approach this? Because everything is different for everyone and everybody learns different. So for me, it's just like, you know, my approach and my study habits as far as, like, picking it up and leaning on the guys around you when we get outside and we don't have the notebooks in front of us. You know, you can answer a question easily when the notebook's in front of you, but when you go out there and you're running around a little bit,
yeah,
it's a little different. So just as far as, like, leaning on your guys and, you know, as far as, like, doing your part, everybody has to do their part, and I feel like if that happens, we'll come together just fine.
Is your brother at Alabama, is his name Trayvon or Trevon?
Oh, Trayvon.
Trayvon. Mm-hmm. Do you, like when you watch his games at Alabama, do you call him after the games? Like, do you guys talk about his games and, like, he talks about yours and stuff like that?
When I do get to watch it, there's already text messages in his phone. You know, I'm texting him during the game on what I see and what I don't see, and
right,
if I'm happy for him, if I saw something that I didn't like, or, you know, anything and everything. But that's my little man, so I'm looking forward to this upcoming year. He's had an exciting spring. I've had many conversations with him and some other people who told me they've been down there, so it's going to be an exciting year for him.
So he's eligible for what, the 2020 draft?
He can leave after this year.
He'll leave after this year, okay.
You know, I'm strongly encouraging him, you know, just focus on what we got going on right now.
You know,
just focus on getting your jobs, keeping your job, and, you know, staying at it, you know, staying focused throughout the year because, you know, it's a difficult position to play, but at the same time, I feel like he can do it. So.
When do you start working on the GM to draft him?
well, I don't know. You never know, man. Some things already could be in the works.
Yeah.
So I don't even know.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting time for Rick Spielman because he has a son, JD, at Nebraska. We got your brother in Alabama. So, I mean, he just might want to bring the whole family together,
hey,
you know?
Hey, good old family reunion, man.
Stephon Diggs and Kyle Rudolph from Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. It is the 9 to noon radio show. Speaking of phones and after games and stuff like that, what was your phone like after that New Orleans Saints game?
It was, well, funny because one of my phones died, and then my, you know, just the phone for my family.
Multiple phones, you say?
Yeah, yeah. The one for my family. You know, my mom. I had called my mom, and she was acting like a crazy woman. She said she didn't really watch the play because she went in the bathroom to pray, and then I had called one of my closest friends afterwards, and nobody knows what happened.
Your mom created a miracle.
Yeah. She's the reason it all happened. You know, give all thanks to her and God. So
right. Yeah, and, you know, speaking of that moment, I mean, not to dwell on the Philadelphia situation, but, I mean, that was such an emotional moment. Like, you know, I've shared this on the radio show before. The Wednesday into the New Orleans game, you guys had some time off. Mm-hmm. Watching you guys run into the Winter Park facility, get ready for practice, everybody screaming, hooting and hollering, jumping up and down. And, you know, the practice had a lot of energy during the course of the week. Not saying up to Philadelphia it didn't, but it was more subdued because, I mean, physically and mentally you were more tired. And at the end of the equation, that it emotionally it was tough to get to that same spot for that NFC title game. Is that a fair way to put it, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard when you're coming off such an emotional high. But, you know, as football players, we're going to dive into it further. And, you know, to be quite honest, if you look at the last six quarters of football, take out that one play.
Yeah.
We just didn't play very good football. And, you know, as great as that play was and, you know, won the game for us and allowed us to advance to the next round, you know, that situation could have played out a whole lot different had we played better in the second half of that game and then go on to Philly and play better in those four quarters. So, you know, you look at those six quarters as a whole from the time we were up 17-0 in the first half of that New Orleans game to yeah. the time that our season ended. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's kind of what we've dwelled on this entire offseason, yes. that, you know, we didn't play well in those six quarters. And, you know, unfortunately, we came up short of our goal because of it.
So, Stephon, does that game still bug you? Or is it water under the proverbial bridge?
When it comes to football, we put a lot of time and effort into what we do. And you know that. So, as far as, like, being the game specifically, no, it doesn't bug me. Do I look forward to playing them again? I would say yes. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's something that's in the past.
Yeah.
And something that we necessarily had to learn from. You know, we had to go through it because we didn't do the necessary things we need to do to win. It's like Kyle said. So going forward, you know, we have it's a plan together, of course. You know, something we just going to follow, leaning on the coaching staff and leaning on our coaches. So, you know, I look forward to it. When it is, that's down the road somewhere, so I ain't really worried about it too much.
When the schedule came out, is that, like, from a fan standpoint, that day's exciting, schedule release mm-hmm. day. From a player standpoint, is that an exciting day? And what did you guys think of the schedule?
Yeah, you know, obviously I think – as players, we look for different things in the schedule, you know, first being bye weeks, Thursday night games, mm-hmm. How do they lay out, where do we play in December, do we have really cold games, so things like that, more logistical schedule things versus who do we play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Each and every year it's going to change, you know, teams that you think are going to be really tough. Aren't so tough, and teams that, you know, you may think had a down year the year before come back in are awesome. So, you know, we know that we'll have 16 tough games and we'll have to be ready for each and every one of them. So in terms of who we play, you know, you're not necessarily looking at that. It's, you know, how is the 16 games broken down and, yeah. and where do we play when?
You guys get Jarek McKinnon week one.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I know you both were very fond of Jarek when he was here. Very likable guy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that personify the business part of the equation? I mean, would have been great to keep Jarek, Teddy Bridgewater, Shamar Stephen, mm-hmm. I thought was kind of a sneaky, tough loss. Yeah. But Jarek right out of the gate, guys.
I'm saying it's always good. Yeah. Business is good. If we're talking business is good for Jet. So you love seeing guys go get paid, and to see him grow from coming as a college quarterback from Georgia Southern to the running back that he was this past year for us was a lot of fun. And I truly enjoyed watching him mature over the last 4 years into the football player that he is now.
Stephon?
I would just say, like, you know, that's a good friend of mine. You know, he's a hell of an athlete. He's like Kyle said, from going to play quarterback, you know, he's always been fast. He's always been strong. So to see him make that transition and, you know, always like you say, like, business is business at the end of the day. But yep. at the end of the day, that's still our guy. You know, when we see him, we're going to embrace him. We're going to give him a hug. But, you know, we look forward to playing him, of course.
No Jarius Wright around here. That's weird, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of new faces and a lot of old faces gone. You know, as far as like the relationship that you built with those guys, it'll last forever. But moving forward, you know, we do have a new team. We do have new guys that we need to embrace, and you know, this part of our new family. We just got to keep it going that way.
NFL draft tomorrow. Couple of quickies to close. Stephon Diggs, Kyle Rudolph, Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. Stephon, you know anything about wide receiver DJ Moore?
Yes, I know a lot about him. I had many conversations with him coming out. He's a young guy, but you know, the conversations I've had with him, he's always been good. You know, as far as like from a standpoint, he's put up big numbers in the Big Ten. Yeah. And the conversation that I've had with people that said he's going to last until the second or third round, I don't even think so. I think he's going to be off the board in the first round. Just as far as like what he can do, he's a big body. Yeah. He's strong. He's fast, and he has playmaking ability. So as far as like having consistency, you know, he's had that, and I think he's going to be gone in the first round.
McGlinchey, Quentin Nelson, Notre Dame guys, know anything about them?
Yeah, they're phenomenal football players, and they're that stereotypical, tough, nasty offensive lineman. You know, Notre Dame's kind of groomed themselves into having a ton of incredible offensive line talent over the last 10 years, and those guys have just fallen in line with the Zach Martins, the Ronnie Stanleys of the world. So, you know, somebody early in the first round is going to get two phenomenal football players.
Spielman ever let you guys walk into that draft room and see the board?
No. I see him type the code in, and they're, you know, they're covering it like you're putting your ATM pin in it.
I mean, statistically, Kyle, it can be argued you're the best tight end in the history of the organization. Stephon, you were part of the miracle. I mean, the least they can do is let you go in that room and see that board, right?
We saw the video. I mean, that's about it.
That's a difficult board to... a board to see. Like, you don't even want to be near that kind of thing, I mean. Especially if you don't play quarterback or nothing.
Right. Thanks for coming by. Best of luck with the offseason. See you soon, okay?
Thanks for having us.